This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, August 8th. Taking Oaths. Our reading comes from Genesis chapter 21, verses 22 through 31. At that time, Abimelech and Phicol, the commander of his forces, said to Abraham, God is with you in everything you do. Now swear to me here before God that you will not deal falsely with me or my children or my descendants. Show to me and the country where you now reside as a foreigner the same kindness I have shown to you. Abraham said, I swear it. Then Abraham complained to Abimelech about a well of water that Abimelech's servants had seized. But Abimelech said, I don't know who has done this. You did not tell me, and I heard about it only today. So Abraham brought sheep and cattle and gave them to Abimelech, and the two men made a treaty. Abraham set apart 7 ewe lambs from the flock, and Abimelech asked Abraham, What is the meaning of these 7 ewe lambs you have set apart by themselves? He replied, Accept these 7 lambs from my hand as a witness that I dug this well. So that place was called Beersheba, because the two men swore an oath there. An oath is a solemn promise or declaration of the truth. In Jesus' day, it was common for people to offer oaths to add weight to their promises or statements. For example, people would claim to solemnly swear by heaven, earth, or Jerusalem. But depending on how their oaths were worded, they might or might not be binding. For instance, swearing by Jerusalem wasn't necessarily binding, but swearing toward Jerusalem was binding. Jesus strongly denounced this deceptive approach, saying, All you need to say is simply yes or no. Matthew 5, verse 37. Does this mean that if you take an oath, calling on God's name, you would violate the commandment against misusing God's name? The simple answer is both yes and no. If you rashly say something like, I swear to God, or as God is my witness, to a promise or a statement just for the sake of emphasis, that may indeed be a misuse of God's name, especially if what you are stating is questionable or not even sincere. It's different, though, with oaths taken in a court of law or in some other weighty situation. In cases like that, an oath can promote truth and trustworthiness for God's glory and for our neighbor's good. Heidelberg Catechism, Q&A 101. In general, we need to take care that we honor God in all that we say, and we especially do so when we speak the truth in love. Ephesians 4, verse 15. Pray with me. Help us, Lord, to honor you by speaking the truth, and please forgive us when we fall short. In Jesus' name. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.